Hello.
Yes, hi Anna. This is Naftali from Family First Care.
This is her daughter, Monique.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
So you called in to apply for home care services, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll be the service coordinator. My name is Naftali.
Okay.
And I'll help you along the way. So let me first ask you a few questions to see if it's worth applying. So it's for your mother, right?
Yes.
Is your mother's total monthly income more than $2,900 a month?
No.
Okay. Does she have any assets like a house or something? Any
No.
assets? No
No.
assets. Okay, perfect. And she should be able to qualify. So let me explain you what the process is. So basically, she will have two in-home assessments. The first one is a financial
Two?
assessment, yes, at the beginning. So the
Okay.
first one is a financial assessment. It's going to be in-home. They'll ask a few financial questions. So she'll have to call in, or maybe you, the broker, to schedule the appointment. This is the first one. After that, the aging agency will call you to schedule the second one. This is more like a functional determination of what services or what their needs are. In the meantime, we will need a PCP form signed from the doctor saying that she needs services, and also any bank account that she has, we need to have a 5-year look-back statement to prove income per
What if
day.
she doesn't have 5 years of statements?
So if you call in the bank or any institution that it is, they can give you this type of statement. You tell them you need it for home care services, and they email it to you, and you can send it to me.
Okay.
So, does she have any bank accounts? Any?
Yeah, but if she hasn't had, I don't think it's she doesn't she hasn't had it for 5 years.
So unless it was closed in the past 5 years, they will need a closure letter from the bank
If
that it
she
was
didn't
closed.
have an if she didn't have one for 5 years, how am I going to get that? That's what
No,
I'm saying. Like she just.
if she didn't have in the past 5 years any bank account, then I don't need anything. If she
Gotcha.
used
All
if she
righty.
had anything in the past 5 years, then we need to prove any statements when it
Okay.
was open. So once this part is done, the case goes over. The broker sends over the case to the county assistant's office. They review the case, and if they approve it, the insurance come down to assess how many hours she needs, and she can start care. So the whole process might take 2 months, but it all depends on how on top we are on it. Meaning to say, anything that we need, appointments, so schedule, documents, if we're on top of it, then it can, speed up the process.
Okay.
Mostly where it still takes longest because, we have no contact or anything. So this is the best way to contact you, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you'll be the point of contact, like to take care of
Yes.
this. Okay, perfect. So now for the first step, I'll give you the broker's number to schedule the first assessment, the financial assessment. Let me know when you're ready.
1 second. Okay, 1 second. Oh. Ready when you are.
Okay, 877-550-4227. If you would want me, I can transfer you right over to the broker.
You said a broker?
Yeah, it's called the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, the state's
That's
name.
fine. Okay.
If you want, you would like me, I can, by the finish of the call, I can transfer you to the broker. Would that be a help for you?
Once you're finished with the call, correct? We'll
Yes.
do the other stuff prior.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Whenever, yeah, if you want to, that's fine. If you can.
Okay. Yes, I'll do
There's a
that later.
problem.
Okay,
Like,
just
if it's going to be a problem, I can call
yeah,
yourself.
so you have the number, yeah. Okay, perfect. So again, let me just recap. So we'll need the PCP form and any kind of 5-year look back statement alongside with the two assessments. So you'll
Okay.
only need to schedule the first assessment. The second one, the aging agency will call you to schedule. Once you have the
Okay.
date on which day the first assessment is, please give it a text to me. or call me back with it because I want to put it into the system, and about the PCP form. So does she have any third-party insurance?
Does she have any Medicaid? What? One more time? I didn't hear you.
So I see the Medicaid, her Medicaid is inactive, your mother's.
Mm-hmm.
So she will apply.
I don't understand how it's, because we applied for it before. We applied for it, like, it so she went to her kidney, her nephrology appointment. Like, so her cardiologist referred her to see a kidney specialist, which is a nephrologist. And when we went to get the blood work that was necessary for the first appointment, they told us that she didn't have the Medicaid. So my brother took her to the office and had her fill out the form.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was active, so I'm not sure what's going on.
I'm looking at the website of the Pennsylvania, the Promise.
Is there a date that shows that where it became, well, it, when it expired? Because, like I said, that was like in, I want to say October.
I tried to look back.
Will that be an issue?
No, it wouldn't be an issue because alongside that you apply with home care services, the state fills out a form to get you Medicaid because you have to have Medicaid in order to get to be approved for a long-term care plan. So you will apply if you're not applied yet. But according to what I see over here, your Medicaid is inactive. Well, let me just
Does it have a date where where the insurance expired? And you can't see it.
The date range that I can search over is only 30 days. And
oh, okay. Don't worry about it.
That it's right now it is inactive. Maybe you have a pending application. I'm not sure, but probably not because it shouldn't take like if you said October. And I don't know. Yeah, however, about the PCP form. So if we have a telehealth doctor that can call you. To make the schedule appointment for the PCP form, so they can video call.
So your PCP. So she doesn't have to have her PCP do it. You said you have a telehealth doctor, because
yes,
the problem is, okay, that's fine. Because she typically sees her cardiologist, so she has not seen her PCP. She had surgery in I guess 23. And she's referred to see, in order for her to have the surgery, she had to be cleared from a cardiologist. So since she's been to that cardiologist, the cardiologist has been taking over all of her medications. I've asked him to become her regular PCP because her PCP wasn't doing very well with managing her medications, like her hypertension medications. So her cardiologist does very well. He's a person that's asking for urology and for her to see the kidney specialist. So we more so see him.
Okay.
So that would be
that's
good.
That'll
be good if
own,
you can.
You can use your own PCP. It doesn't matter.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, her PCP knows nothing. Like, they don't have any, like, she hasn't seen them in so long because they weren't taking care of the issue. I'm a nurse. So they weren't, I felt as though they weren't doing much for her anyway. So we dealt with her cardiologist more than anything. So if you have a PCP that would be able to assess her, that would be great.
Yeah. It's going to be much quicker than, you know, also.
That's good. And if you want any kind of documentation from her cardiologist and anyone else, I can provide that for you.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they will also need a list of medications and you know, they'll fill out the form that she needs to service.
That's fine.
But the question is about the insurance, because since you don't have Medicaid, then does she have any third party insurance?
She has Medicare.
She has Medicare.
Medicare.
Okay, I'll ask the telehealth doctor if they can use Medicare. And I'll let you know about it. Okay, so let's be on top of. I'll email the PCP, the telehealth doctor to check if they're okay with Medicare. And
well, they'll do the application for Medicaid, so she can correct.
Right. So along the way, she will apply for Medicaid for sure.
Gotcha.
But in the meanwhile, we'll see if they accept for the PCP for me to accept Medicaid.
Okay.
So, and also about any statements, if you can try to, you know, call a bank and send it in to me, and also with the date that you have with the broker, to send me the dates.
Okay,
so can I transfer you right now to the broker?
Yes. So what do you want me to do? Like, how do I get in contact back with you with the dates and then
so
the PCP, like the PCP appointment?
So you can text me at 26, if you have this number that I called you, you can text me, you can call
okay.
me.
Okay. Okay. So
can
another
save,
thing is...
Save, if you save my, my number, your contact, so you know who's calling you.
Okay.
Because I'll be calling you. And...
So you'll schedule the PCP appointment and contact me?
Yes. No. So
okay.
the way it works is I request that the telehealth company to call you, and they schedule with you what works a day that works with you.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'll first check with them if they take Medicare.
And how long does that typically take for someone to reach out for me? Reach out to me.
The PCP form.
Yeah.
It's just a day or two, because if once I request it, they reach out to you right away. It's going to be from a 718 number.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you said this process
takes about 2 months, yes, correct.
Okay, because she needs help, so I've been, like, calling out from work and stuff. So I just wanted to make sure, like, everything will be okay.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be any problems along the way. The income, the assets make sense, and you know she definitely needs the services, then she will get approved.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a hard thing to get approved. It's just the process takes a little bit of time because it goes through a few different agencies. So. And,
okay.
So should I transfer you now to the broker?
Sure.
Okay. Wait a sec.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania. Still in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
For all other languages, press 3.
To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
For all other languages, press 3.
The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker will be closed on Monday, January 19, 2026, in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. In order to receive